Lisa Davis. Welcome to Back to It's Your Health. Joining us today is Sherry Schellenberger and Mary Sue Williams, the creators of the ALERT program. Sherry and Mary Sue are award-winning occupational therapists, international lecturers, and authors of several books to support self-regulation. They've written 3 books, created 2 CDs with songs, and 3 games. One of their books is translated into German, and they are frequently asked to teach the ALERT program worldwide, so folks in the UK, Finland, Singapore, Australia, the Netherlands are using the ALERT program to support self-regulation. One of Sherry and Mary Sue's goals is to help children wake up with a smile on their face, wanting to go to school and enjoying the learning process. They have focused on developing practical ways to teach people of all ages how to incorporate sensory integration theory into everyday living. Gals, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for inviting us back.
Oh, I'm so glad. I apologize. It's going to be such a short interview, but if we can talk briefly about what is self-regulation, tell us about the ALERT program, and then if you can talk to us about your upcoming conference.
Awesome. Well, we'll start with the self-regulation part because that's the ability to change how alert we feel. And while that sounds kind of simple for lots of us, for other people, it's a challenging and the thing, and it is challenging. And the thing that we love about self-regulation is that we do it whether or not we have sensory challenges. We're all self-regulators. So some of us who are adults, most of us probably listening to your show here today, if we're in a meeting, we might wiggle our foot or play with a paperclip, doodle on a notepad, fidget and mess around with our watch, or right now even sometimes text to other people while we're listening. And we do some of those things to stay alert and listen. And then what we see in children, of course, in terms of self-regulation is that they might wiggle in their chair, chew on their shirt collar, chew on pencil erasers, bring a rock in from the playground to fiddle around with while they're seated. So that's kind of what self-regulation is about. And as adults, we do small things. Children do things because their nervous system's less mature than ours as adults, and so they do things bigger, longer, stronger, louder, harder, and then sometimes their attempts to self-regulate get misinterpreted, even though they may be trying to do something that actually works for them.
Now, do these children who are doing the bigger, louder, longer, do they usually have sensory processing disorder?
Most likely they do, although we still want to go back to the thing that because children have less mature nervous systems, they will still do things in a bigger way than we do as adults typically, except for those of us as adults that are participating in extreme sports or stuff like that. You know?
That sounds fun. Now, tell us about the ALERT program.
Well, it's a program that parents, teachers, and lots of therapists use to teach children how to change how alert they feel. So we say if your body's like a car engine, sometimes it runs on high, sometimes it runs on low, and sometimes it runs just right. So we teach children engine strategies, what they can do when their engine's in a high, kind of hyper place, and they feel wild or out of control. And we teach them what to do if their engine's low, and they feel kind of lethargic or droopy. And then we teach them what to do if their engine's running just right, and how they can stay alert and focused and attentive. So we give lots of ideas to parents and teachers, what they can do in classrooms and homes, and to help kids to feel really good about themselves and be in the optimal state for learning at school or the best place to do what they want to do at home.
Oh, that's great. Now, it's good that it's not a long interview because I memorized your songs and I would sing them. I actually just have to say sometimes your engine runs high. Yeah, I know. My husband and I are still singing that. You came on like in May or something. I think my engineer, he's laughing. I think he's still singing it too.
There we go.
Now,
to try to loop around so kids would be able to remember them and recall positive things. So.
That's right. Now, just because we have a few minutes, what are some of the things if somebody is running too high that they can do?
Well, the exciting thing about whether your engine's high or low is that if you do heavy work to your muscles and joints, it's going to help to bring you back into closer to just right kind of engine level.
And so, what is heavy work?
And heavy work to the muscles and joints is, we basically would say pushing, pulling, tugging, towing. Now, we're not talking about weighting children down and hurting their bones, but we also, in terms of the heavy work, that's what we're talking about, getting those muscles and joints stimulated.
So in a classroom, that might be as simple as a teacher sees one child whose engine's up and high and just says, oh, Johnny, would you be my helper? And could you carry the stack of books over to the office for me? So a simple direction like that gives him heavy work. He has a purpose. He's a helper. And then he comes back. Some kids need more than that. Other kids might just do a set of isometrics. And the teacher might know that we could say, gee, you know, we're getting ready to do math, and we just finished reading. Let's all do some isometrics and push our hands together, do some pushing and pulling so that we can get ready to do our math.
Oh, that's good. Now, if you can tell us about your upcoming conference.
Yeah, we're really excited to be back in the Massachusetts area. We're going to be at the Best Western Royal Plaza Hotel in October 16th and 17th, and people can go to our website at alertprogram.com and get all the information about that, but it sounds like it's a beautiful site. We've never been in Marlboro before. We've been in the Boston area quite a number of times, so this is exciting for us.
Well, this time of year is lovely. Just bring some sweaters.
Yes, right.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to get to meet you, so I'm really excited about that.
Finally.
That'll be super fun. Well, I'm so glad you were able to come on briefly and tell us about this. And give us the information one more time, your website.
The website is alertprogram.com, okay. And we're going to be, it's October 16th and 17th at the Best Western in Marlboro.
And this is for teachers, parents, educators, anybody
Absolutely.
Who wants to learn
Whether
more.
Whether you're familiar with the ALERT program or not, we teach it in a way where the first part of the first day we get everybody on board to define all the big words, get them out of the way, and then we go ahead and have some fun and learn about how we can help to support children.
Well, that's great. Now, for everyone listening, if you want to get more information, also go to itsyourhealthradio.org, click on past shows, scroll down to the shows in May, and you'll find these wonderful gals, and that's a full half-hour show, and it gives all the information, and I think you'll get to hear me sing some more, so, you know, what the heck. But anyway, gals, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us,
Lisa. Thanks for coming up. In like 2 minutes is Stacy Kizer, an incredible psychotherapist who was on the wonderful hit show on Lifetime called Diet Tribe, and she's going to be joined by sisters Tiffany and Stephanie to talk about their experiences on the show, which premieres tomorrow night at 9 on Lifetime TV. Have a great week, keep being healthy, and keep listening.